Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. Welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Salt Coast North Parish Church. It's nice to meet you, as they say, especially if this is your first time tuning in to the programme. They say that first impressions are disproportionately important, as are last impressions too, of course. But in this Holy Half Hour, we're focusing on first impressions, and here's an example from George Michael.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes. The moon were the gifts you gave to the dark and endless skies, my love, to the dark and endless skies.
I can recall in my own life some amazing first impressions of places and people. Here is a sample, starting with places. Top of my list is the Grand Canyon. The first time I saw the face of it, I was awestruck, gobsmacked, dumbfounded. It just takes your breath away. This was not just my reaction. I watched others and they were the same. A noisy busload of tourists arrived, and one by one they stepped off the bus and instantly stood silent in awe and wonder. I've gone back a second time years later, and it still had the capacity to astound me and John Denver.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, it don't last for long. The Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. He climbed Cathedral Mountain, saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once and tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept his memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire and sky. You can talk to God, listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High.
Other stunning first impressions I can think of include standing facing Jesus, the giant Cristo Redentor statue of him, high above Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. It's truly stunning and humbling. I also remember very vividly being on safari in Africa, in Kenya's Masai Mara Game Reserve. We set off in our jeep before dawn while it was still dark. Then we stopped, turned off the engine, and waited for nature's curtain call and the dawn chorus. We saw a tree nearby, but as the light improved, we discovered it was not a tree, it was a giraffe. Then we saw another tree, but it moved too, it was another giraffe. Then as the dawn broke, the rising sun revealed the secret that all the forest of trees contained no trees at all. They were all giraffes. What a stunning moment. I'll treasure it all my life. There are also wonderful first encounters with people who leave us with very memorable first impressions. Can you remember Susan Boyle having her moment on television when she wowed the nation with her amazing voice on Britain's Got Talent? Who can forget the impact she made in an instant? I can also remember my one and only encounter with the very famous theologian, the very Reverend Professor Dr. Tom Torrance. He's a doctor 12 times over. He was the guest lecturer at Princeton Theological Seminary in America when I was studying there for a year. I saw him and impulsively said to myself, I must meet him. He's my hero, hero in terms of theology, my line of work. So I ran towards him, thinking to myself, and what are you going to say to him when you get there? I caught him at the outer door of a building, and I only had 1 minute before he reached the inner door to have my life-changing first impression moment. I blurted out, have you any advice for someone about to become a minister for life? Instantly he replied, read Karl Barth's book Church Dogmatics, which I have done, all 14 volumes of it, one page per day, every day, year after year. It's been a very big influence upon me and changed my life. Right now I'm finishing the 14th volume for the second time. However, I want to share with you another first encounter which left an even bigger impression on me. Her name is Patricia. I was the best man at my cousin's wedding. She was the bridesmaid at her best friend's wedding to my cousin. Yes, it was love at first sight. And now we're married for over a quarter of a century. So let's celebrate our first impressions. And here is a song called First Impressions, which is about first impressions when meeting people. And appropriately enough, it's sung by a group called The Impressions.
This might sound like some square advice, but it pays to be kind of nice. Now, I don't mean for you to be no fool. All I'm saying is for you to play it cool.
Play it cool.
Carry yourself like a man.
Like a man.
And always try to understand. And don't forget to give her respect. And then you can demand respect.
Now, are you ready for an amazing feat of broadcasting? This might be a first ever on any radio program. At 3TFM, we like to push the frontiers of broadcasting. It's certainly something which I've never heard of anywhere before. This is a recording of two people meeting for the very first time, complete strangers who had no idea they were going to meet, who know nothing about each other, not even their names, and on an impulse both agree to record the moment of their first meeting and their first impressions of each other. Now, you don't get the privilege of overhearing that very often, if ever. So this is myself and Veronica meeting for the very first time. There's nothing rehearsed in this. Indeed, I never even thought of doing a recording of a first encounter until seconds before we did it as an impulsive experiment. Well, Veronica, we have just met, I mean, seconds ago.
Yeah.
And we had the spontaneous, bright idea of a mutual conversation.
Dad was up for it straight away, yeah.
So can I just ask, what's your name?
My name is Veronica Close, and just before we start, this is a Polish name, so that's why it's spelled a different way, because it's spelled with W.
How do you spell it?
It's spelled W-E-R-O-N-I-K-A, and it's like just unique. But you pronounce it the same way as the normal, Veronica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you're from Poland?
Yeah, from Poland.
But you live in Sokotz?
Yeah, but I live in Sokotz. I've been living here for almost 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quite like it?
Yeah, I love it. I like the area in here. It's just peaceful. I like the sea. And this is the best thing ever, to just stay in Sokotz, you know what I mean? It's just amazing.
And back in Poland, where did you live?
I lived in a village that was around Warsaw, and I was always surrounded with forests and lakes, and just always been growing up in nature, to be honest. So that's why I'm not into cities or towns. I like to just be more with nature, kind of.
Yeah, but you've now got the sea. You didn't have the sea before.
No. But I had the lakes though, so I always was up with water. So yeah, couldn't do that.
Hmm. And what do you do in Scotland?
What do? I just started doing things with music. So, I've decided to do things with music, I just had an idea of, you know, always been involved in the music. So even when I was in Poland, I was in the band for 3 years. We were touring all the Poland and stuff. And I just want to carry on with this. So now when I found the opportunity to go to college and study music, I just took that what was been given. So now it's going to be like my fourth year actually. I've been doing music, and then I'm doing music business, and I'm hoping to go to uni and just carry on and get a degree and just, you know, try to do business side, like setting up a record label, performing a band, releasing music, and just have a good time.
Oh, well, I hope you have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're in your early 20s?
I'm 19. Yeah. 19. Yeah, last year being a teenager.
It's
sadly
a good time to have a good time.
It's a good time. No. But I feel like you're just getting older and you're just like, oh my god, the time flies by. You need to enjoy the moment. Just enjoy your like kind of younger life. You know what I mean? It's just mad. I know
when,
I'm
when
saying
was,
this at 19 years of Europe. Age, say this like I'm, oh my god, I need to say goodbye to people. You know,
When I was your age, I was a student and I enjoyed my young years.
Yeah.
But I'm in my 60s and I enjoy now. When I was your age, I used to celebrate my youth.
Mm-hmm.
Now I celebrate my experience.
Yeah, that's well good described. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that in the future. I'll be like, well, I'm just going to do the same thing, just enjoy my youth and then enjoy the rest of the older youth.
If you can combine the two, you've got it made. You have the energy of youth and mm-hmm. you have the sense of experience,
yeah.
Not to be daft with the energy.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. Good.
So have you got ambitions what to do in the future, bigger scale, other than just enjoying yourself just right away?
I've got a creative mind. Like, I've got so many ideas every day from my mind, and just sometimes I don't even have place to like have them all in my mind.
Now, it's very interesting that when I met you a minute ago, I picked that up in the first minute. That's why I made the suggestion. Why don't we go on air with absolutely no script, with absolutely no idea who each other is? It's a very blind date on air. Right?
Yeah.
Not that I'm doing a blind date, you realise. Yeah. My wife will shoot me. Yeah. But what I picked up right away that you were creative and would go with this crazy idea of
that
just
means
broadcast.
A lot.
Yeah.
I know. I'm very creative. I'm into art. I like to run porches and I just doing everything, like playing instruments. You know, I love sport as well, just martial arts kind of way.
What sports?
Martial arts, so it's judo, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, kind of brutal fighting.
You're into martial art. I'm into martial art. That's the cooking and the cleaning.
Well, this is what I have to do as well. Don't keep in mind that I'm still like living with my family, so I need to cook and help them out. Just as normal daughter, you know what I mean?
But I've always loved sport.
Yeah.
I do sport.
I think
every
everyone
day.
Should kind of enjoy themselves and just move about, you know what I mean? Like sports, mm-hmm. sports is just, it keeps you alive, it keeps you energized and just healthy all the time. Even a run, or a walk, it's just great.
If your body's fit, it helps your mind to be sharper.
Exactly,
And your whole being can buzz.
Definitely,
So do you eat well, exercise well?
Of course,
sleep well?
But you know, there's the times when you just need to cheat and that's normal. Everyone should kind of treat themselves well. I just have a meal that they always, it's not healthy, but it just makes them happy. So for once in a while, they should have. But I think it's up to individual. We should not be telling people we should eat this and that. I think it's up to the individuals what they want to do. Obviously, we need to just help encourage people for a better lifestyle, for healthy lifestyle. But it's up to themselves. This is their life. We can't just basically tell people, oh, this is bad, you need to do that.
But what do you
that.
Do if the people you're living closest to are eating rubbish?
Well,
if you love them and care for them, you should maybe stop them eating rubbish, no?
Well, I've told them, well, it's up to you. But you enjoyed the moment right now, but you may not enjoy in the future. But like, just, well, to be honest, I don't think about that. It just, if you love somebody, you don't really judge them on what they eat.
it is in love that one nags.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. You still want to kind of...
I remember in youth eating rubbish and getting away with it because I was young. But now that I'm older, if I eat the wrong stuff, I have to see the doctor.
See. So what is it? Two sides of a story, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Also, I said to my dad, you never told me what it's like to get old. He said, I did, but you were too young to listen. You pay a price in older age if
but
you make mistakes.
But you know what I've noticed? Like, I'm not saying that I'm an adult yet. I'm just kind of getting into adult life. But I've noticed, like, the adults don't even have questions. They don't have answers to their questions. They're still, like, a lost people. They make mistakes constantly throughout their life. So there's not a certain age where I've just grew up. I know what to do. I'm a professional. All your life you're learning. And that just kind of... I've learned that. Like,
so you've noticed that older folk can be stupid, huh?
No, I'm not saying that we're stupid, but they still make mistakes. No one is perfect. Mm-hmm. And they still, like, there's so many questions they want to ask and get an answer to them. You know what I mean? But what just world and living is weird. There's no answers to everything.
Someone said life is like a game. By the time you get the hang of it, your shot's up.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's what I think.
We do keep learning, hopefully, and it doesn't come necessarily with age.
No matter what age you are, you should do whatever you want. There's not a say to, well, I'm that age and I can't do, I don't know, music because I'm too old for it. This is a rubbish. I don't even know who say that. Like, I think you just should do whatever you want to do, no matter what age you are. It's how you feel inside. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's not how you look, it's how you feel inside. What age do you feel inside?
Yeah.
So I think...
I actually measure myself. Like, I have an indoor bicycle and it's got a gauge on it, tells you what you're doing, and I keep statistics.
Mm-hmm.
So I can prove scientifically that I'm fitter now than I was when I was maybe 30.
That's impressive, actually.
I'm progressively getting fitter in
and
my 60s.
And well done on you, keep going.
And I did sport as a young guy all through my life, but by working at it, even in your 60s, you can be better than yourself in your 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
I've got an ambition to be... There is a 100 metres race for 100-year-old men and women. And I want to win that race and get the world record for the 100-year-olds for 100 metres.
Oh, my God. Impressive. I wish I would do that in the future. You know, just... make your dreams come true, no matter what age you are. Throughout the full life, you just setting yourself a goal and you just make it come true. And just, yeah.
I measure my ambitions for each day. I have targets for each day.
Yeah.
And I measure it. And I can say I keep beating my own records. personal bests.
Yes.
And I do it in blocks of 50 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And every 50 weeks, I've got to beat all these records for the previous 50 weeks.
Yeah.
And okay. I've been doing it for 20 odd years.
That's real good. Yeah.
But does that sound crazy to you?
No, actually, I think you're well organized when it comes to this. Yeah, I just went the first, but I'm not organized at all. I just have it on the spot. Mm. I'm not planned. I'm just a mess right inside and outside. No, but that sounds good. That sounds amazing.
Well, if you put the two together, you see, I might be just over meticulous.
Yeah.
But you might be under meticulous. So.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can measure yourself against yourself, you don't have to compare with anybody else. And it's personal bests that give you the joy.
Yeah, like you don't see your progress until you look back on the pictures and your achievement. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, I've achieved so much.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is what kind of happened to me. Like I didn't see like a big progress when you're doing this constantly all the time. But if you're looking back, you see like, well, how much I have achieved. So it's a good thing.
Now, it's quite interesting talking to you, me from the 60s, you from the 20s. Can you pick a topic and see what the two angles are from that? How does a young person think and how does an older person think? What could we discuss?
Oh, this is a very difficult question, especially for me. I think, to be honest, there's no matter what age you are, I think people think in the same way. There is a said, but among the lot of people, that youngest people don't think at all, and oldest people, they kind of get into this stage when they just more smart and stuff. But to be honest, I met so many young people that are way, way smarter than older guys, older people. So that's a hard question for me to answer.
It's maybe not by age. It's folk are smart in some things and not in others.
It's in your mind. It's everything in your head, kind of. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't really say. Oh my God, did you choose this sort of difficult question?
Okay, I've given you a very difficult question. Let me help you. Let's take the subject of happiness.
Happiness.
How does happiness look from where you're looking compared to how does it look from where I'm looking?
People saying that young people are just enjoying their life and the oldest people, they're like just kind of lost the positive in life. But to be honest, like young people, there's so many problems they've got, all the stupid things that even parents don't even know about this. I think like looking at all the couples, they're just enjoying their life, doing simple things, just being together, go for a walk, have a wee dog, a dinner, like small things that matters. That's the kind of happiness, no matter what you are. But I think like being older, you're just enjoying life a bit more, isn't it? I don't know.
Well, let me put you a theory. In general terms, young people think of happiness in width of experience. Let me go round the world and see the world, you know? Older people think of happiness in terms of depth. Don't have to go far, but where I am, let's go deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I'm trying to...
Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
I would agree, 100%, mm-hmm.
When I was young, I liked to travel around the world. I would still like traveling around, but I was more keen to do it then than I am now. And now I'm more in salt coats rather than round the world, but I find my little happinesses and little simple pleasures, you know?
Definitely.
Oh, well, we've solved happiness, right?
Solve happiness.
Okay, state of the world. How do you see the state of the world? Is the world a...
mysterious, unknown.
A good place with some bad or a bad place with some good?
I don't know. I don't really know. It's just weird. Do you ever just sit on your car so far and you're thinking, like, how did the world even work? How do people exist? Yeah, I mean, it's just... See, that's the most difficult topic you could ever pick. You can spend ages talking about that. People start arguing, then they'll be okay with that, then still arguing again and again. It's just...
Okay, let's try one last topic here. Creativity. You said earlier that you were very creative.
I am creative.
And so am I. But I'm guessing that we're creative in different ways.
Definitely. I can tell that. The creativity is not about being like artistic creativity. It's just... See, even doing your own thing, you are an organized person. That's a creative thing because you have everything sorted in your mind. And a lot of people can do this. So I could just...
You're more into chaos theory.
Yeah. Yes. creative is the best gift.
I practice
you can
chaos
have.
As well, by the way. It's not all organized.
Yeah.
I mean, this is chaos, what we've just been doing.
Definitely.
Because we didn't plan anything.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed that.
You just came in the door.
Who even knew they were going to go so well? I'm assuming it goes so well. I hope the people will not get bored to this. They get so involved in it. We just...
Well, unlike real life, we can edit this.
Yeah.
But there's a program on BBC at the moment on radio about creative people. And every week they're getting different folk from different walks of life who are creative, and they explain how they think and work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a creative writer as my job. I mean, on Fridays I do radio, but on Sundays, you won't know this, but I'm a minister, and I create sermons.
Yeah.
But other times I might have to create a funeral or create a school assembly or... all kinds of creativity.
Yeah, exactly. So we just not only focus on one thing. It's good because being creative, I mean, expanding your opportunities, expanding your mind, and you just trying everything. Mm-hmm. Just not a person that will risk. Well, you are the kind of person that risk and not afraid to fail. You are a bit scared, but you like to take the risk, and I think that's what creative people are
about. The risk is the fun.
Yeah, it's the fun. But I think it would be better to try something and being disappointed that you've tried and being disappointed that you've never tried. Because, you know, it's never know what happened. Life is unpredictable. I say that all the time. You just need to enjoy every moment of your life. Because you're never going to be younger as you were yesterday.
Exactly. I feel that I am young. I'm just young for longer than you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, on that note, maybe we'll end the conversation. But very nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
The interview.
Take care.
So that was Alec Noble and Veronica Clouse, two 3TFM radio DJs meeting for the first time and spontaneously deciding to record their meeting on air, unedited, their first ever encounter and first impressions. Life is full of such moments, but rarely if ever are they captured and broadcast on air. Isn't life wonderful when it's full of unexpected serendipitous moments, impulsive experiments and fascinating people meeting each other for the first time? I love to meet people for the first time, and there are so many people I look forward to meeting in heaven. I'll see you there. By the way, sometimes I have to laugh when this happens. I needed a good closing song following on from what we've been listening to, and I thought of two CDs which I have, and I looked at my CD collection, and they were the first two CDs that I saw. Songs for Worship featuring Alvin Slaughter singing When We All Get to Heaven, and the other one, the Gaither one, featuring Cece Winus and Andre Crouch singing Soon and Very Soon. So they've kind of picked themselves, or was that God's own signature tunes? Bye for now.
Soon and very soon.
Soon and very soon.
You see we're going.
We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to see the King.
No more dying.
No more.